From Clock to Rock. The group Rock the Vote started 18 years ago. Its aim was to get first-time voters stoked about going to the polls. Even before that, though, musicians have been prodding fans to get politically active. Not surprisingly, today's election got us thinking about Rock the Vote songs around the world. The world's Marco Werman just got back from a music conference in Spain. While he was there, he polled some artists about songs that got people to the polls in their countries.
In Kenya, the best-known Rock the Vote tune came in 2002. Then-head of state Daniel Arap Moi was reluctantly stepping down in the wake of corruption scandals. The song is called Ambogibo, which means unshakable. Kenyan singer Susanna Owiyo says the tune was a success for a pair of hot rappers from her country.
Giddy Giddy Maji Maji. It's a hip-hop group, and this was quite a hit because it came in at the point where the Kenyan people said, enough is enough. We are tired. We don't want a former President Moi. Nobody wanted him. So this song came up, and everybody was singing to this song, Unbreakable, you know.
Can you sing a little bit of it right now? You remember enough of it?
Oh. Who the hell do you think you are? I am unbreakable.
What the hell is you looking for? Can I and Lou make money anymore? Shake your feet, baby, girl, and I'm on. Maji, maji, that's why I don't need you. I'm a Lou, but who are you? What are you? Who the hell do you think you are? Do you know me? Do I know you? What? Get the hell out of my face because, hey, I am unbreakable.
I asked South African rapper Tumi Molekane of the band Tumi and the Volume what song would inspire him to get out and vote.
Good question. I don't know about vote.
What is a song that would make you politically active then?
Bring Nelson Mandela, bring him back home to Soweto. Like a beautiful song, and also just like it's a demand. It's not no hands in the air, peace. It's like, yo, I want to see him tomorrow. And that's the song I think I would, you know, I would say would, you know, make me get active.
Bring back Nelson Mandela. Bring him back home to Soweto.
The song Mandela There by Hugh Masekela. Now spin back pre-Rock the Vote era, and there are all sorts of get politically active pop songs. There's John Lennon's Power to the People. There is Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology by Marvin Gaye. And in Germany, the same year Marvin Gaye's tune came out, 1971, there was this.
Radio's loud, TV's loud, film is loud, outdoors loud, Häuser kaum.
That's German rock quartet Thunstein Scheren and their angry ode titled Macht kaputt, was euch kaputt macht. German global rockers Dissidenten interpreted the song for me.
Destroy what destroys you.
Anarchist hymn.
So destroy what destroys you would be an anarchist hymn. That doesn't sound like something, you know, anarchists don't vote.
Yeah, no, but it makes a big movement for everybody, you know. You can take it out what you want. You can destroy or you take just the sentence of it. No?
And so would young Germans gathering in kind of like political rallies, would they be singing this?
They should. Yes. They did it a lot, but they should do it at the moment also more, I think, you know. At the moment, everybody gets a little lazy. But it's starting again, I'm sure.
It certainly started in Colombia, especially among the young who are hearing songs that are about changing the system. Here's Colombian percussionist Juan David Fernandez on the tune Bam, the current hot single by the Bogota-based Dr. Crapula.
It talks a lot about all the people that with the Bam gets everybody away and don't let...
The Bam is a gun?
Yeah, it represents that. So, por qué no se van? Like, why don't they go and leave? Yeah, so there is many bands that touch that issue.
Bam is not just a symbol of a gun. It's a symbol of any power. The song's a call to action, letting people know they have the power to change things peacefully if they want. In other words, the trigger to pull is a voting lever. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
¿A dónde van nuestros sueños, Bam? ¿A dónde se los llevan?
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.